State Representative Tammy Wilson serves on the House Health and Social Services Committee and says she's received a lot of complaints about the Office of Children's Services.
And keep finding the same thing happening as far as taking the children out of the home, not trying to work with the parents, and then parents going through steps as they have been asked to, and those case plans continuously changing. And eventually, it seems like it's going more into the adoption phases versus reunifying families.
OCS Director Christy Lawton says about 2,600 Alaska kids were in foster care as of last month, adding that children are only removed on court-approved petitions based on a safety assessment that includes interviews of parents, kids, relatives, and others who know the family. Lawton contends adoption is a last resort and that in more than 50% of cases, kids return home after issues have been rectified through a cooperative process with parents.
Trying to engage with them to have them identify what it is they think they need to help change behaviors that are getting in the way of them safely caring for their child, whether that's substance abusing behaviors or violent relationships.
Lawton acknowledges that case plans can change during the process as OCS learns more about the family and what's underlying problems at home.
We realize, oh, wait a minute, they actually don't have a parenting issue. That was the mental health issue that was getting in the way. And when that's dealt with, they clearly understand child development, how to safely care for their child. So it is dynamic in that way, and that can, you know, cause confusion and frustration at times, unfortunately.
The cooperative team approach Lawton lays out does not always hold true, according to Representative Wilson.
One of the latest ones that we have is that we had a meeting. All the professionals said that the parents should be put back in the home, how far they had come, putting all the safety things in place. One person from OCS says, well, I'm just not comfortable with it, and that's all it took.
Unable to get specific case information from the state, Representative Wilson says she filed a Freedom of Information Act request, and affected parents have been signing release forms to free up documents to leverage an investigation.
Get their case plans, all the case notes, so we can put together what we're hoping is to go to the grand jury and ask for an investigation of OCS. Because I don't believe that they're following their proper policy and procedures that we have put forth through statute.
OCS's Lawton says the cases Representative Wilson is looking at have not so far raised any issues needing attention, but regular internal and external reviews sometimes do.
We do find mistakes have been made, too, and we try to immediately, do a course correction and get everybody back on the same page if things have gone down, a road they shouldn't have, or if a policy was missed or misapplied.
Lawton adds that she is open to working with Representative Wilson on any issues needing attention. In Fairbanks, I'm Dan Bross.